I'm Carol Hills with The World. In the past 10 days, two of the biggest news stories unfolded right here in the U.S. First, the shooting in San Bernardino. Then the reaction from Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump, who called for a ban on Muslims entering the country. We asked a couple of U.S.-based foreign journalists to tell us how they see all this. Jesus Esquivel writes for the Mexican weekly Proceso, and Gilles Paris is with the French daily Le Monde. Both are based in Washington. Gilles says he's been trying to explain Trump to his French readers.
When you look at Donald Trump from France, you will find a lot of similarities with the National Front we have in France.
The National Front is a far-right party started by Le Pen, and now his daughter is the head of it.
Exactly. And Marine Le Pen today and Mr. Trump are talking to the same constituency. The people who are considered themselves, to some extent, the losers of the globalization. People who are not very educated, who are struggling with economical difficulties, and who have a big anger against what they call the political or the media elite. And that's also a common ground.
Jesus Esquivel, you write for a Mexican weekly magazine. What aspects of the Donald Trump story are you covering?
Well, first of all, when he launched his campaign, his comments about the Mexicans, not much people know him before his comments. I have to explain to the Mexican readers, who is he?
What about the San Bernardino shootings? How do they figure into your coverage, Jesus?
It was like another day in the U.S. of mass killing, but with the fact that this Muslim couple was involved, it turned to be a very important issue to see how the American public and politicians react to that. Another very important fact, they forgot to cover the whole story. How easy is to buy arms in the U.S.? This is not the first mass killing that happened lately. And the real factor is arms are so easy to buy. And we were expecting that someone will say, well, the terrorists are coming to the U.S. from the Mexican border. And I was expecting Donald Trump to say that. But there is a congresswoman, Marsha Blackburn, Republican from Tennessee, that with any proof, she said days after the killing in San Bernardino that ISIS was training people in Mexico, in the northern border of Mexico. And to my readers and to American citizens or Americans who live in the border, say something like that is just crazy talk. And there is this idea that Mexico is like a lawless country because of the narcotraffickers and the killings in the last few years. But let me tell you something. Narcotraffickers, they are business people, and they know if for some reason some terrorists cross the U.S. border to Mexico, the reaction by the federal government of the United States is going to be to close the border completely. And narco-traffickers, they know it's a bad business for them. So they are keeping an eye open on that. And I'm very sure that there is very, very thin possibility that terrorists could enter the U.S. through the Mexican northern border. It's like saying that Pancho Villa is coming again from Mexico and he's going to conquer the U.S.
Gilles, I know one of the angles you've also been covering are U.S. cities, or at least one U.S. city, where Americans are being radicalized. How did you write about that?
Yes, I went to Minneapolis. It was just after San Bernardino because we know that a lot of people from the Somali community left for Somalia to join the Shabab, Al-Shabaab, the militia, and then some of them are leaving for Syria. Six of them were arrested this year trying to board a plane to go to Syria. And Minneapolis is one of the three cities with Boston and Los Angeles where a federal program is launched to defuse this this threat of radicalization. But as we know in France, because we are confronted to the same problem, it's very hard to detect the different stage which lead to radicalization.
Is there a simple way to contrast the two approaches? You mentioned Minneapolis being a couple of cities where the government is really trying to intervene and prevent radicalization, and you said similar things going on in France. Is there clear differences between the approach?
Absolutely not, because I think that everybody is looking for a recipe, and there is not one for the time being. And if you look at the profiles of the French guys who went to Syria the last 2 years, they are very different. Some of them are coming from the suburbs. Others are coming from very small cities. Some of them are converted. Some are Muslim from the very beginning. There is not one profile of the guys who will join the ISIS.
What angles of these two stories, Donald Trump and the San Bernardino shootings, do you think U.S. journalists may be missing?
The problem I will mention is the coverage of everything Mr. Trump is saying is so huge, but he's playing with the medias brilliantly.
It's like every time he said something, it's like there is no laws in the U.S. It's like he has the last word for everything.
Jesus Esquivel writes for the Mexican weekly Proceso. Gilles Paris is with Le Monde. They're both based in Washington, D.C. Thanks so much to both of you.
Thanks to you, Karen.
Thanks.